Hello everybody and welcome to episode 235 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for, I don't know, Thursday, August 28th or something like that, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and I don't know what I feel right now. I am just incredibly annoyed. And I was angry, and I think the dominating feeling I have right now is just sadness. Today is the day when they were going to put up for pre-ordering on Mondo the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1/6 scale figures that they have, and I started following them on Twitter just so I would see it right away. I set up an account. I didn't input my credit card information beforehand, but I didn't really realize that that would end up being a problem. But I got in. I saw the tweet within seconds, so I got in within under a minute. Got to the page with the, because they have, you can order the pre-order the Leonardo one right now. There was just a regular one, $10 more for a limited edition Mondo one, or they had a subscription service, which would be you only pay $150 right now as like your deposit, and then you would get charged $150 as each figure comes out. And I was going to do that. I wasn't sure about it at first, but I thought to myself, this is a rare thing. This isn't an everyday occurrence, and TMNT is a very special thing to me. I mean, I have a few tattoos, and the dominant one, the one that is the largest and most out in the open, is my Ninja Turtle one, which I'm going to only add to as time goes on. But TMNT has just been a special thing to me because I don't really remember much from my childhood, from my early years. And what I do remember, a lot of it is negative in terms of family things or this or whatever. But whenever I think of the Ninja Turtles, I just think of happiness. I think of joy. You know, they always put a smile on my face, even though there have been plenty of turtle-related things that have been absolute garbage. But there have been a lot of great things. You know, the animated series currently airing is great. The comic is great. The last movie was not so great, but it wasn't as bad as some people said. It wasn't like the worst thing in the world. But that's why I have so much TMNT crap and why it is so special to me is because it's like this one thing that I'm like, this is from my childhood, and this is something that there's no bad memory with it. I don't have any like negative feelings towards the turtles, you know, and I think that's probably why I'm also a much more open turtle fan, in that I'm not someone who's like, oh, they have to be serious, or no, they have to be funny. It's not like I'm all about the original comic run or all about the original cartoon. You know, where it's more serious or more jokey, more violent, more mature, more immature, pizza, pizza, pizza. I embrace all of them because why shouldn't I? They're all good. They all have their good qualities and they all have their not so good qualities, but they're all charming in their own ways. Anyway, I decided last night that I was going to go and get this subscription. I didn't think I'd have an issue either. But I followed them on Twitter, saw the tweet, clicked it, got through, got the subscription service thing, that particular order in my cart, was going through checkout, and then when I input my credit card information and clicked complete order, it didn't go through. It's already sold out. In like less than 2 minutes, it had already sold out. I think they had 200 of those. But in less than 2 minutes, it already sold out. And what I guess, you know, I've never dealt with Mondo before because I'm not into this kind of, I don't like doing these things where it's like, oh, I got to get in right away. I need to pay attention and make sure I don't miss out on something. I don't like the fact that me adding into my cart and going through, like, that should give me some kind of window of opportunity to input my information so I can complete the order. I shouldn't still be on the clock. You know, it's like I'm screwed because I didn't have my credit card information already stored into my account, or I'm screwed because I'm not as quick a typer, or because I didn't have my credit card just sitting out on top of my desk in addition to following them on Twitter and waiting for this thing to be revealed, to be announced. I need all these things. Like, there's way too many barriers to entry, you know. If you put something in your cart on Amazon when they have a gold box deal, or they're doing, like, you know, their Black Friday thing or whatever, you get 15 minutes to complete your order. If you're dealing with, like, Ticketmaster, those kind of things, you get a certain amount of time to complete your order, because it's ridiculous to think, oh, I want this, I waited, and I was here at, like, it's like going to a store, and a physical store, picking an item, going to the cash register, saying, yeah, I want to check out, and having to go through your wallet to get out your card, but then somebody else just has the cash right in their hands and just comes right in front of you and is like, here, I have the cash already, here, take it. And they get the product and I get nothing, even though I was there. You know, they weren't even waiting in line or anything, but I was screwed because I had to input my credit card information and it didn't go, you know, I wasn't fast enough. And that just pissed me off. And I sent an email that was just kind of me basically saying, I know there's nothing you can do, I just need to vent a little. And they're like, well, sorry you couldn't get the subscription, but, you know, you can still order them individually. And I don't want to do that. I know it was only $10 more, and the limited edition Leonardo already sold out anyway. But no, y'all can go f*** yourselves. That's it. You can all go f*** yourselves, because I'm not doing that shit. I shouldn't have been screwed out of the subscription. Why should I mean, you're forcing me, one, to follow you on Twitter so that I know exactly the very second this thing goes live, and then I have to be quick enough to get it in my cart and go through the checkout process, but I apparently also have to be quick enough with my credit card information. I mean, there's so many things that I needed to do. And no. You. 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 I'm never dealing with Mondo again. So, whatever. Not like they can care, because they sold out in less than 2 minutes. It's not like they're not getting the money, because I didn't get the product. And I'm not somebody who would ever have been purchasing. I mean, I may have purchased stuff from them in the future, but now I went from a potential new customer to a guaranteed never customer. You know, and maybe, I don't know how the resell, how common it is for people to sell these things, like on eBay or stuff, for inflated prices, but maybe years down the line when I'm super rich, which won't ever happen, but if that did happen, maybe then I'll just pay out my for these figures. But right now, it's just the principle of the matter, and I'm just super fucking annoyed about it all. And more so than annoyed, I am actually kind of depressed about it, because I just had a fucking terrible week or two prior, and I don't know why I'm getting emotional about these stupid figures, but it's just the turtles. God damn it. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I hate it all. That's it. Let's move on with the rest of the show, because I want to cheer up. And yeah, just get on with that. This is a ridiculous past few weeks, and I'm sick and tired of it. Blah! Okay, so anime. Quite possibly the anime that has been at the very, very top of my must-watch at some point list has been a little show called Mushishi. And part of the reason why I never got around to it is that it is a 26 episode series, so it is on the longer side in terms of the more smaller series. You know, it's not One Piece or Naruto. But also, I kind of wanted to watch it in HD. And that's not available, at least in the States. I know there are Blu-ray releases in Japanese territories. Maybe, I don't think England, or otherwise I'd find a way to import that. But yeah, it's only available in SD in the States. And it's very disappointing because, I mean, I don't know about the HD release, if it's just a horrible upscaling job or not, but if it looks better, noticeably better, I would really love that, because Mushishi is an incredibly beautiful anime. Even though it is, I'm watching the first season, and the first series of it, which is from, I think, about 10 years ago, it holds up. So it is a beautiful, beautiful anime. Even in SD, even without having that sharp HD-ness, it still is an incredibly beautiful anime. It's a very muted palette in that there's a lot of green in it, and then a lot of like warm grays and some browns, like nothing too vibrant, but that just goes with the overall very calm, quiet, soothing, just, I don't know, it's a very calming anime. It's very quiet. It has a very folktale feel to it, because in Mushishi, you're following this Mushishi, who is, his name is Ginko, and he goes around Japan looking for Mushi, which are these like supernatural creatures that kind of like vibrant, like lit up. They can take various forms, but they go around, and they're usually inhabiting either inanimate objects or people, and they kind of bring something beneficial, but also there's a negative to them as well. So there's always like this give and take with them, but overall they're not something you really want to mess around with, and you don't want to manipulate them if you understand that you're using a Mushi if you're just a regular person. But he goes around and he tries to help out, and he so far I think has been almost always successful. People who are dealing with Mushi, and yeah, there's just like a very folktale feel to it all. And one thing I really like is that while there is some semblance of an overarching story, for the most part, each episode can be taken on its own. You can just jump to any episode. I've watched 10 episodes so far. You can just watch any episode and enjoy it for what it is, because the stories are very contained. It's usually, okay, we're going to be following a very specific Mushi here. Here's a Mushi that is, the first episode, it's inhabited. Well, no, the Mushi in that story is, I don't know if it's in the boy or not, because there was his grandmother who passed away, and she was like half Mushi, half not, because she didn't finish this process. But her son, not her son, her grandson, obviously, if it's his grandmother, then he's not her son. Whenever he draws something with his right hand, it comes to life, which reminds me of that one story that I can't remember, but it was the Magic Paintbrush. I think there's some more to that title, but I remember loving that story as a kid. But it reminded me of that. I was like, oh, that's kind of like that. But he has to be he has to worry about it. I don't know why. There's never been any, I don't think they ever mentioned any case where he created something and it was dangerous. But when he writes something, I think it was only drawing, though there were like these words he was writing, but they were like artistic in some way that made them come to life. But then there's another episode where a guy is trying to catch a rainbow, and it's a very specific rainbow. It's not a rainbow, it's a mushi, because this one, you can see it when you look directly in the sunlight, and the colors are reversed. And another episode, you have this person who's kind of been inhabited by a mushi, and they are able to take away people's illnesses, but then this person is kind of, it's just a very interesting anime that is very quiet and soft and sweet and just very mellow. It's an anime that, you know, after watching it a few times, I could just put it on and fall asleep to it. It's like a lullaby. It feels a lot like being told the story by your grandfather. You know, that's what it feels like. It just was like, oh, you're young, you know, remember when you were a little kid and your grandfather picks you up, puts you on his knee, puts you in his lap, and he just tells you a story. Maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. But it's just a story that's just told soft and sweetly, and you're just like, this was nice. It's a very nice, pleasant anime, and it's, at this point, unless something ridiculous happens, it's going to definitely end up as one of my all-time favorite. I would gladly pay not too ridiculous, but a ridiculous price to import a copy of it on it, Blu-ray. But the Blu-rays out there, as far as I know, are only Japanese spoken, no subtitle copies, so it wouldn't really do me any good. But I'd be willing to learn Japanese for this anime. But yeah, I highly recommend checking it out. It is available pretty much anywhere. It's probably on Hulu. I haven't checked there, but you can watch it on Netflix. I believe it's on Netflix. Though there's also like a second run of it that came out last year. So I don't know if that's what's on Netflix, but you can watch this on Funimation, Crunchyroll. Or if you wanted to, you can buy it. It's part of the Funimation Saver line of products. So it's probably somewhere between $20 and $30 on DVD, of course. But yeah, so far I'm absolutely loving it. And it's just, it's the kind of anime I needed to watch at this point. Especially after the intro that y'all heard. I could really go for some more episodes of the show. I should probably get this podcast done quick and just relax with some more mushishi. And that's another good descriptor for the show. It's very relaxing. It's just a very pleasant, soothing show to watch. It's like, it's the anime equivalent of, you had a bad day and someone's just rubbing your back soft and slowly, and that's it. That's what this anime is. It's getting your back rubbed soft and smoothly and slowly. Well, okay. Does that sound like something you want to watch? I don't know. But I really, really, really enjoy it. So that is Mushishi. And yeah, y'all should definitely go check it out. So beautiful too. Needs a Blu-ray release. And it just needs it. Needs it. Mm-hmm. Insane Ninja! Shing! It's been a slow week in terms of watching currently airing anime, or I'm just at that point in the week where everything is about to release. I'm not exactly sure. But I feel like I haven't watched that much since the last episode. Really just the ones that stick to my mind, and maybe I have watched other things that I didn't talk about previously. I'm trying to think if there is anything other than these three shows. But yeah, I'm not going to waste time thinking about that or repeating myself. So I watched Himoto Umaru-chan, Monster Musume, and Ore Monogatari. And yeah, Umaru-chan continues to be this delightful little kawaii show. It was a nice little pleasant Christmas-themed episode, which is always weird to watch these Christmas-themed episodes when it's not Christmas. Ore Monogatari had one a few episodes ago. I don't know if Shokugeki no Soma did. But I feel like there have been other series that have also had their Christmas episodes. So it's just kind of like, oh, well, it makes sense because this series is not going to take place in real time. But at the same time, it's like, oh, it's kind of chilly out here now in Chicago. But it's still nowhere near Christmas weather. But yeah, Umaru-chan it was nice. And it was nice to get a bit more about the brother and sort of his growing up. And you are introduced to his boss who he went to school with. And I hope they develop that relationship more, because that was definitely something I was interested in learning more about. It was also funny seeing how the brother's friend from work and Umaru-chan were kind of identical. They're like the same person, except for instead of drinking cola, he drank beer because he was of age, and they were very much mirror copies of each other. And who knows, she's young, never mind. I was like, maybe they could become an item at some point. He should try and get them together, because then she can go off and be with him and they could go on drinking soda and beer together and laughing at stupid TV shows and stuff. But yeah, she's what, like 13 or something? And he's clearly adult age enough. He's of age to be drinking. So yeah, that's kind of weird. Monster Musume was it? Oh yeah. Darling got sick and they had to take care of him. They wanted to quarantine the monsters in case the potentially mutated virus could spread to them, but they wanted to help out anyway, and they used, what is it, Suna? Or whoever the liquid monster girl is, because she would be unable to get sick or something? I don't know. It was an okay episode. But yeah, it didn't really do much for me. I can just think of like these really, it felt like really fan servicey. It just felt like there were all these times where they're just kind of like shoving boobs in Darling's face, because that was literally happening a lot, or rubbing them up on his body, and it felt more fan servicey than usual, and it was kind of distracting and annoying. And then Ore Monogatari was different in that I don't think there was much Yamato in it, other than the very beginning, because it was focusing on this new character. I think her name was Yukiki, who has been in love with Suna for 10 years and has never talked to him in those 10 years because she's a creepy stalker, and she comes across as a creepy stalker. She doesn't come off as cute or like, oh, look at her, she's like a sweet little scared puppy. No, she comes off creepy as hell. And Suna humors her, and I don't know where they're going to go with this relationship. If Suna's going to actually like her. Because this episode was called Letter, I don't know, it was like Letter to Suna or something. And the next one is, or was this one Letter and Me? I don't know. All I know is that I don't know what they're going to do with this storyline. And I'm not a fan of it. I don't like Yukiki. I think she is creepy, and I think she is weird, and there was nothing about her personality that I would think Suna would like, other than the fact that she's not a mean girl. But I honestly thought they would push I don't remember her name, but the girl who Takeo helped with the whole track team more so, because she's nice, but and she can't be with Takeo, and it seemed like she could maybe kind of like Suna. I mean, who wouldn't like Suna? He's the better of the two. Takeo is just like Superman. But yeah, the way this series seems to be wrapping up this season, it definitely seems like there's going to be another season because there are only a few episodes left, and now they're introducing this whole kind of storyline with Suna, and if it's just going to be wrapped up really quickly, if it's going to be like a few episode little arc, then it seems like it's a weird thing to focus on Suna in the end when the story has really always been about Takeo and Yamato. Or Takeo and Suna, but it's just weird. It's weird. I don't know where they're going with this, and I'm a bit concerned. But Ore Monogatari has been kind of the last month or so, the last handful of episodes. So I don't know. I'm hoping it ends strong, but we shall see. That's pretty much it. I did see that a new God Eater episode is up, so it seems like whatever problems they were having getting that series to the States has been resolved, because we got a second episode, and now we've gotten a third episode in like a week, so it seems to be on a regular schedule. I don't know if they'll maybe push episodes a little bit quicker to try and get it on schedule with everything else, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. But yeah. Haven't watched it yet because I didn't really care for the first two episodes, but it's nice at least that it's getting released on a regular basis now, because I feel like it was one of the more it just seemed like there was quite a bit of hype behind it, or just desire behind it. Like there was a lot of people wanting to see it when the summer season started. And having those issues made it a bit annoying for them, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm excited for this season to come to an end, which should be happening probably around the end of September. So, and then I guess we'll get however many weeks off before probably a week or two off, and then the. What is that? Is that considered the fall season or the winter season? October to December, January-ish. But that season will start up. It'll be nice, though, being able to, when this season ends, add about like 30 series to my finished list. So it'll give it a nice boost to my total number of completed anime series. But yeah, that's it in terms of anime. I anime watch some more anime after I hit the stop button. That was terrible. Oh god, I'll just hit the stop button because y'all shouldn't be subjected to my terribleness. Inside Ninja! Shing. I finished Alan Wake's American Nightmare, and yeah, going through those areas 2-3 times was a bit annoying, but at least, like I was told, the amount of time you needed to spend in those areas in your second and third go through weren't as long, especially the third go throughs. It's just basically, oh, we already know what you have to do, so everything's already been set up for you, blah blah blah, here, go do your crap and finish it. And it was fine. I 100% stopped paying attention to the story about halfway through. Or even less than halfway through, I would turn on the TVs and the radios, and then I would move on. I was just like, okay, I'll just leave the power draining because I don't care. I don't really care about what's happening here. But the game is fun to play, and then I tried out some of the arcade mode, and yeah, that's fun too. I am now just kind of, I know it's not going to be the same, but It'll have good action as well. I was talking about Quantum Break right there. I kind of sad that we're not getting an Alan Wake 2. I can't remember. I remember I can't remember. I remember mentions of an Alan Wake 2 and like crowdfunding a while ago, and that it could come to other platforms and maybe even be like a Sony exclusive or something. But I don't know whatever happened with all that talk. I would really love it if an Alan Wake 2 were to happen. But, you know, who knows? And with Remedy, they take a while. So, yeah, we could get an Alan Wake 2. It could just be forever. I'm trying to think of how long the time was between Max Payne and Max Payne 2. But, yeah, I'm willing to wait. I would also love another Max Payne, but I would want a Remedy Max Payne because Max Payne 1 and 2, great. Max Payne 3, meh. Didn't really care for it that much, especially the story. I did like some of the ways the story was delivered with the whole, what was it? It was kind of like Michael Mann or something with the, here's a bunch of font on the screen. That doesn't sound, that sounds so stupid, the way I put it. But Alan Wake's American Nightmare, pretty good game. Pretty good game. It's definitely more so for people who enjoy the combat. If you were all about the story in Alan Wake proper, maybe you'll like the way the cheesiness and all that campiness is handled in American Nightmare, but I did not think it was handled particularly well. So that didn't do anything for me, but I do like the gameplay, so that's what kept me going. And then I was looking to see what would be my next game, and I saw that Call of Juarez Gunslinger is a fairly short game. And it was a game that I always meant to get to. I love the series. I didn't love the Cartel, but I love Call of Juarez, and I love Call of Juarez Bound in Blood. I love Westerns in general. And I was like, well, I should do this. And then I mentioned that on Twitter, and then everyone was like, yeah, I love that game. And that wasn't a surprise, because I don't know of anyone who didn't like that game when it came out. I mean, I just heard nothing but praise. And I'm probably around 4 chapters in or so. And man, I love that game. It is so much fun. And I didn't know going in that there was like a cel-shaded aspect to the visuals, but it looks really nice. The story so far is fun. I like the narration and how it changes things up every now and then, not too much. I think I had in my head, the belief that it would be happening a lot more frequently, but it's more so just narration than constantly changing and be like, no, that's not how that happened. But I'm enjoying that. Gameplay is really solid. The shotgun, ooh, that shotgun feels so good. Oh my God, that's it. That shotgun is just, every time I hit someone with it, it's just like, yes. Tasty. I don't know why I would say tasty. That's kind of disgusting on my part. But yeah, Call of Juarez Gunslinger so far is fantastic. Great Western. And it's making me really wish that we could get a next gen, well, current gen Western game. I'll take anything. I'll take another Call of Juarez game. I'll take Gun 2 finally, because Gun is an underrated game, I think, because it came out around the end of the PS2, Xbox, GameCube generation, and the beginning of the 360, PS3, etc. generation. But it was so good. It was a really, really good game. I'd also take another Red Dead, but at the same time, well, yeah, I don't know what I would want out of Rockstar other than a new Red Dead, because I don't need a new GTA right away. I love Bully, but I don't know what they would do with a Bully 2, and I don't think there is as big an audience for Bully 2 as there is for any other game. Maybe Bully 2 would only be able to beat out the Warriors 2, because it's the Warriors. But yeah, Westerns, I need a Western. I'm trying to think. I feel like probably the closest Western coming out soon is that like pixely looking one where I don't know. They were talking about it a while ago, and I think it's coming to consoles. I don't remember what it's called, though. Speaking of Western-ish games, I also played a little bit of Bounty Train, which was that roguelike train simulator I mentioned earlier. And I've only put a little bit of time into it, and it feels very much so kind of like what a company would do if they wanted to create an Oregon Trail-esque game now. And I don't know how I feel about it, because it's not yet out, and I don't know how far away from release it is, but it doesn't seem quite all there. There are grammatical errors, which I don't care about that, but one, the tutorial is absolute garbage. This is the tutorial. Here, when you start your game, you have to click an area you want to go to, and you click on this lock, and it'll be like, hey, you want to get your license to go from here, from this city to this city? Okay, that's the end of the tutorial. Move on. There's no tutorial about combat or anything else in the game. And I ended up dying right away in the first combat scenario because I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm not even sure if it was set up for me to be able to succeed, because I had no money either. So I couldn't even pay off the Indians. I just had to fight them. And the battle was long drawn. And then I played another game and I beat the Indians. Even though I had some money, I didn't even have an option to pay them whatever they wanted. I guess I didn't have enough. But that was just a long drawn shootout, and it wasn't fun, and I still, it's just, it doesn't do a good job of explaining all the game's mechanics, and there's a lot of talky talk, and I'm just kind of like, give me some information. Like, if you're gonna have a tutorial, show me how to play all of the game, not just like the getting started a bit. Don't just tell me how to essentially press start, because that's the equivalent of what that tutorial is. But there's potential in it, because I do love Oregon Trail, and if this can scratch that kind of itch, then I could really be into it. But I definitely need to spend more time with it. But yeah, there could be something there, but it could also just be an ultimately disappointing roguelike train simulator of all things. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing. So yeah, other than the refresh button on that stupid mono pre-order, that was the worst game I've played all week. Puh. And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PXSausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games, and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleash at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com, or yeah, do whatever you want. I don't know, find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now, and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day, and I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So, Cheers, and let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer mig fra fragaste, kunne du ikke glemme det, jeg gav det, som du gav det, kunne du, du må tage alt, hvad der sker, så kunne du, finder du ikke, før nu er færdig. Færdig, þetta maður mín, elskar mín, maður mín. Lær að kyssa bara mér. Því sem þú gerir ekkur dú, núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera ekkur dú. Hjartan skal deyja aldrei ekkur dú, en þú er ekki hjörtu. Farðu, 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 þetta maður mín, elska mín, maður mín. Let it kiss you bad, let it kiss you bad, man.